like to give the floor again to Ms. Leyla Akhiyashvili, advisor to Prime Minister.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Protecting human rights is the center of the COVID-19 response for the government of Georgia. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the government of Georgia has been taking proactive measures to ensure protection of social and economic rights, especially for the vulnerable and minority groups. A significant part of the government's anti-crisis plan is also dedicated to the support to the citizen, and addressing socioeconomic consequences of the pandemic will remain to be our priority in the upcoming period. To address remaining questions, I would like to highlight that the Constitution of Georgia guarantees freedom of religion. Both State Agency for Religious Issues at the administration of the government of Georgia and the Public Defender's Office have advisory groups to ensure coordinated work with the religious denominations in the country. Number of activities through both mechanisms are regularly conducted to raise awareness and build tolerance among various groups of the society. Within the process of restitution, more than 200 mosques and all the synagogues are already being transferred back to religious denominations. However, challenges in this regard remain that are being solved continuously. The unique formula for restitution is being developed currently as well. Strict policy applies to crimes committed with religious-based intolerance motive. Launched investigations as well as prosecution action and increased awareness among state employees correlates with the increased response to such discrimination. Some stigma still prevails here as well. In order to protect human rights from adverse effects of the adapt to climate change, Georgia started a nationwide process for integrated climate risk management approach centered around risk reduction, prevention, and preparedness through the establishment of a multi-hazard early warning system and enhanced use of climate information in planning and decision-making across all the sectors. Realization of the human rights agenda in Georgia is directly linked with the implementation of the SDG and global agenda. Georgia's policy documents cover 93% of the SDG targets, and we continue to further harmonize the process of harmonization. We remain committed to upholding the highest standard of human rights protection framework in the country, and would like to thank the Human Rights Council for holding today's valuable discussion and its mechanisms, which represent a significant instrument for enhancing human rights standards worldwide. I thank you.
Thank you very much.